Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 302 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I have been thinking a lot about mindfulness as a capitalistic tool and how much it's been butchered as it has quickly become more normalized and capitalized in our society as opposed to its origins in Buddhist practice. And I want to remind everyone, when we are practicing mindfulness, it's not so you can be a more productive and proactive employee. It's so you can actually start enjoying your day-to-day, because mindfulness as a practice itself is inherently really wonderful and beautiful. But it has become kind of a scapegoat for companies to not have to care about their impact. They'll send us to yoga retreats in hopes that we will come back as more productive employees, when in reality, mindfulness is pretty anti-capitalist. Now, of course, there is no denying that we're all victim to living in this capitalist society. If you didn't skip the ads at the beginning, you are aware of my own shortcomings in this capitalist society. But that's not to say that you can't do both, of course. And we should be doing both. But I want to reassure you that mindfulness should be a practice for you to make your life better, not to make your employer's life better. It's not to make you a more productive and efficient cog in a machine. It's so you can enjoy your life and make decisions from a place that feels good to you and authentic to you. And sometimes the overlap won't work. Sometimes you'll be a person that has to choose capitalism over mindfulness. And sometimes you'll have to choose mindfulness over capitalism. And that's not your fault. This isn't to make you feel guilty in either capacity, but it is to remind you that anything can be used as a tool against you if you're not aware of it. And I think it's important that we remember why we began practicing mindfulness and conscious consumption in the first place. It's so we can be better. It's for our mental health. It's for you and only you. It's not so you can send better emails or become a better leader. Well, of course, those may be after effects of this. Great. Beautiful symptoms. But it's really not the point. The point is for your mental health and your mental health alone. And while, again, I am going to say, I know sometimes they don't overlap, and sometimes our need to survive will outweigh our hope for mental health. But ideally, we are coming to a better balance with it, and we can start choosing our mental health over the jobs that are destroying us. And we can start upgrading those jobs into ones that both respect our mental health and our need to survive. And I know that this is a very privileged take from somebody who is managing a job by myself, for myself, that is able to pay my bills through my photography and my freelancing and all these other things. But this took me a long time to get here. And I recognize my own escapism through my mindfulness practice in order to try to be more productive and get my Dwayne The Rock Johnson morning routine on so I can be the most optimized, automated human. But I find myself falling victim to that same capitalist mindset so often. And I have to stop myself and remind myself that's not why I'm doing this. I'm slowing down so I can be a better me, not a better employee. I'm slowing down so I can enjoy the moments more, not do more in the moments. And this is a fine balancing act, and it won't be the same for everyone. And unfortunately, some of us will still have to choose bullshit jobs over the enjoyment of our lives sometimes. I've been there, and I've had to do it in the past, and I'm not overlooking that reality. But I'm hoping that through more mindfulness practice, we can get to a place where we can keep choosing our own mindfulness and our own well-being over the well-being of our careers. And sometimes that will look like sacrifice, but ideally it won't always have to. Basically, there is nothing wrong with just being a person, a slow, useless person with nothing to offer. That's okay. Even though you're none of those things, I'm telling you right now, you are not useless and you do have a lot to offer, even when you feel the opposite. It's okay even if you weren't incredibly useful. It's okay if you're not a good employee. You should be putting yourself first, and that includes doing nothing a lot of the time. And that's going to take time to practice in a world that has taught you that productivity and doing and going and being is more important than your own well-being. But I'm here to remind you that's not true. Your well-being comes first. And that can come in any capacity that you feel good about. But remember that sometimes the tools that are meant to save us will be co-opted by bad, bad people in capitalist societies. And that's unavoidable. But be conscious of that. And be conscious of when the tools that are meant to help you are being weaponized against you. So you can learn to reclaim them as your own and use them as weapons against those trying to weaponize them against you. Because you do deserve peace. Even if you have to claim that shit all by yourself. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.